The Canadian passport is not only a powerful and respected travel document, but also a symbol of connection, exploration, and belonging. For many, it represents the opportunity to reconnect with loved ones, embark on new adventures, and discover the world. For others, it marks the final step in their immigration journey as they become a Canadian citizen. On Wednesday, Canada's new passport was unveiled and has been redesigned from cover to cover with state-of-the-art security features and new artwork, maintaining its status as one of the most secure and universally accepted travel documents in the world for all Canadians. Canada's newly redesigned passport includes improved security features and a new cover and designs on its inner pages, which highlight Canada's natural environment over four seasons, as well as its multicultural identity. The new imagery features polar bears, people jumping in a lake, and birds in winter, among other scenes. However, as you could imagine, the new passport is receiving mixed reviews from Canadians, with members of the public, organizations, and officials taking to social media to share their opinions. While many are pleased with the look of the new design, others are upset that certain historical images are noticeably absent from the new design, including Terry Fox. Terry Fox was a Canadian hero, legend replaced by a rainbow and some snowflakes on the Canadian passport. Our country needs more Terry Fox, not less. I am embarrassed for Canada. https://t.co/w0mlibtbk Christy Two Hearts Canada United States. At Christy 4 Change. May 11, 2023. Terry Fox is a national treasurer and an inspiration. Why would they do this? Who does it appeal to? I don't get it. Michael Dawson, at Mujadaws, May 11, 2023. Canada's new passport looks like a grade 3 coloring book. Which is very fitting for a Trudeau government. pic.twitter.com/f8ghsjtz9i Rhymerholics, at Rhymerholics, May 10, 2023. It's not that Canada's passport redesign is ugly, it's that it's soulless. They removed Terry Fox, Vimy Ridge, last spike going into the Canadian Pacific Railway, Nellie McClung, iconic figure in Canada's women's rights. Canada's monumental history, identity and character has Kirk Lubomov, at Kirk Lubomov, May 10, 2023. I assumed the anger on my timeline over Canada's new passport was overblown, but it's not. This is outrageous. It's so big. Who approved this? pic.twitter.com/kf2bcree0bj Pat Dubois. At Pat Dubois. May 10, 2023. Out. Terry Fox. In. Bullshit. I guess we know the ballot question for the next federal campaign. https://t.co/3e2alv1li Jason Leiter, at Jason Leiter, May 10, 2023. Apparently, the federal government doesn't believe there are any historic landmarks, achievements, or heroes worth honoring on the pages of our Canada passport. Vimy Ridge? Juno Beach? Battle of the Atlantic, Avro Arrow, Discovery of Insulin, Inventions of Canadarm, Sonar, https://t.co/vv1ijcr3l Kevin Vong Wong Chi Rong, at Kevin Vong MP, May 10, 2023. The Canadian passport redesign is actually quite nice. A bit of friendly advice for those having a meltdown. If you are triggered by everything, no one will know when you are truly serious about an issue. Enjoy the art. Touch grass. Move on. https://t.co/teld9j5jkk David Jacobs, at Dr. Jacobs Rad, May 10, 2023. The people that picked Canada's new passport design. pic.twitter.com/try8rc1na6 Trage Canada, at Trage 1, May 11, 2023. the biggest problem facing Canada today is we change the pictures in the passport. Until today, only about 10 Canadians knew what the pictures were in the passport. Face with rolling eyes. Charlene M. Boyce Brightbutton, at CR8 Tivecandy, May 10, 2023. The new passports will be produced this summer, with more details on when they will be rolled out expected later. Current passports remain secure and Canadians can continue to use them until they expire.